Welcome to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by thesoberclub.com. I'm Genuinely Grace. This is for you if you've quit the booze or you'd like to, or maybe you're just sober curious. I'll bring you tips and motivation without any judgment, and there'll be inspiration from experts, quitlet authors, and sober heroes. Hi, and welcome to the podcast. I hope you had a good Christmas. We're now in that kind of weird period, Twixmas, that bit between Christmas and New Year. And I saw that lovely, a few posts actually about wintering, the lovely word for this time of year when you can just kind of hunker down and everything can slow and you can hole up. And I like the whole idea of that. Although, I don't know, you kind of need snow, don't you think, for that? Shouldn't tempt fate, I suppose. Anyways, I really hope you have had a good Christmas and are looking forward to the new year, because obviously it's only a couple of days away, depending on when you're listening to this. Just a mention for our Setting Your Intentions online workshop on Sunday, January the 7th. If you sign up now, you will get stuff in your inbox from January the 1st, but then you've got a week to kind of be ruminating over some of the stuff we're going to do. It is an online workshop. We really will dig deep into how you can manifest what's in store for 24 for you. I've also got William Porter as my special guest, sharing some stuff around how the brain works, because ultimately, of course, it comes down to what we really want and how we intend to put that in place. And that's really the theme of this week's podcast. I thought, rather than go back over old podcasts from last year, I might do that next week. We'll have to see how it goes. But I thought I'd just keep us, everybody, kind of on track with inspiration, really. We do have a very special gift for everybody listening to this podcast. And that is an ebook that is free to download, particularly if you grab it soon, depending on when you're listening to this, of course. But it went live on Wednesday, I think it was, and it has 5 days free, but then we'll still make it available to you for free. What it is a bunch of my sober coaches. I think most of you probably know that I train people to be holistic sober coaches, and I have such an amazing dream team, and a whole bunch of them have come together, and we have collaborated to put together an ebook which is free to download, and it's called Sobriety Rocks: Top Tips for a Successful Dry January, a collection of pivotal moments and insights from sober coaches. And that's exactly what it is. They share their stories, they share what they wish they'd known, they share how quickly the benefits kicked in. I mean, we always want to know that. The question I'm always being asked is, when will I feel better? Well, you'll get to find out when they did. And of course, a top tip for January. So the book is available, as I say, it's free. Grab yourself a copy, and we would love it if you'd leave us a review. That would make so much difference to everyone, really, because it's all about raising awareness. So if you are doing Dry January, or you've only been sober for a short time, you absolutely have to grab this. And even if you've been sober for ages, it's still kind of nice, isn't it, to read other people's stories and to see what inspires them and see if there's any tips that might work for you. So this is really a top tips show, because I also got some of the coaches who contributed to the ebook to share their tip or a different tip in an audio version. So this show has got lots and lots of clips from our coaches as to what they think it works for you, what they think might help you on your dry January quest, or as you continue on your sobriety journey. So just before I get into that, just another quick reminder of stuff coming up. So 7th of January is our online workshop with William Porter as special guest. So you need to go to thesoberclub.com and click on events, and you find all of the info for that. On that same link, you'll find the info for the event in Manchester that's being hosted by another one of our coaches, Andy Blackman, from After Party. I'm going to be speaking at that event on the 21st of January. Very exciting to be heading up that way. And then in February, Sunday, 25th of February, another one of our coaches is hosting us in York for a Family Constellations Day. Super excited about that. If you haven't done Family Constellations before, that can be your gift to yourself for the new year. It really is, it's amazing. It's really life changing. So do check that out if you can. There'll be lots of other stuff added. I'm going to do another event, another live podcast event, probably early March. There'll be a retreat added into the mix soon as well. So there's lots of ways to connect. Obviously, if you haven't already, do check out the Sober Club. There is just so much connection there. There's just so much love and support. It's absolutely not only for those who are just starting out on their journey. Of course, it is for you if you are just starting out or if you're sober curious. But if you've been sober for years and years and you want to just now focus on something else, you've got another area of personal growth that you want to look at, or health and well-being, or you'd like to support other people, it's just great for all of that too. We've got members who are 13 years sober, I think our most sober member is. Actually, on that note, God, I nearly forgot to tell you, I'm 6 years sober on the 30th. Yeah, I think when I finally decided it was time to quit 6 years ago, I think most of you know my story. I'd read Claire Pooley's book because we were going to be interviewing her on Radio 2. And I kind of just had this feeling that the second I saw the book, I had this feeling, okay, this is going to be it for me. I just kind of knew. And so I, of course, I didn't stop at Christmas. I thought, well, I may as well get a Christmas in. But then I started reading it straight after Christmas. And really, I knew that at the very least, I was going to do Dry January. So for me, Dry January literally continued into forever, which was fantastic. But so I stopped on the 30th. And that was it. I thought, well, there's no point in waiting until after New Year. What's the point? So I didn't quite know how I was going to handle it at the time. I didn't really have any of the support that I now recommend you guys get. So I just said I would drive to the New Year party that we were going to. I did manage to get my hands on some alcohol-free wine from somewhere, which is quite a miracle now I think back. But that was great to be able to take with me. And then I did driving, and it was, you know, it was absolutely fine. I'd made my commitment for January, and I was sure as hell going to make that work. And I'm just so grateful looking back that I managed to get just about enough support to keep going. And of course, it's so much easier now. And with all the tips that we have to share, if you grab our ebook and listen to all the podcasts, it's, you can make it, you know, easier still. You really can. So if you're doing this, then you have just, I just want to pat you on the back and just give you a big hug. So take this as a virtual hug. If you are early days, I do remember it was 6 years ago, but I honestly do remember how impossible it felt for me. It just felt impossible. If you'd have told me back then that I'd be doing this work that I'm doing now, if you told me back then that I would not desire a drink, not desire, that's the key. That's the bit that I couldn't have got my head around. I could possibly have believed you if you'd said, look, you know, it's going to be made clear to you just how terrible alcohol is, and you just have to stop. I might have understood that, but I only would have seen it as a, okay, well, my life's going to be more crap then, and I'm going to have to miss out. But if you told me that I would literally be living a life that is so much more joyful on every level, I just wouldn't have believed you. So let's dive into some of these amazing tips, and then I'll share a few more as we head into Dry January. But of course, this stuff works for any time at all. So really appreciate the benefits that you're going to be gaining is something that I talk about a lot. You know that I won't let anyone use the phrase giving up. None of the coaches who trained with me are allowed to use that phrase. because there's nothing to give up. It's all about what you're going to be gaining. So it's really important to appreciate the benefits that you're going to be gaining, and don't forget the importance of self-care. So let's hear some tips along those lines from Jill Mackay, followed by Anna Sudbury, Zoe Godfrey-Halliday, and Lucy Hall.
My top tip is to write down all the surprises that pop up when you stop drinking. Anything, no matter how small. Whether you discover improved sleep, more energy, a taste for mint tea, or a delight of sitting in your local park watching the world go by, pause and enjoy that moment. Write it down. Revisit all of these regularly and you'll soon see how your world is opening up. You're giving up nothing when quitting drinking, only gaining.
Notice the positives. Quitting in January is like picking the most challenging level in a video game. It's cold, it's dark, everyone is broke. It's easy to focus on February the 1st and going back to normal life. But if you stay curious, you'll notice the huge benefits. The financial savings on the weekly shop, no longer waking at 3 a.m. with anxiety, less snapping at the kids, less snacking on greasy carbs, and actually turning up for that yoga class you booked. Don't stay home just because you aren't drinking. Watch a movie with the kids, go for dinner at a mate's house, try a new restaurant in town. Embrace the sober adventure.
Rest, rest and rest. Give yourself a break. Some people can feel exhausted when they first ditch the booze. The body and mind need time to repair and recalibrate. The best thing for this is to sleep and nap and rest. Get into a new routine and go to bed earlier. If possible, grab a power nap during the day and rest as much as you can.
My tip is to focus on your mental and physical well-being during January. Try and make it a priority to get up and move your body for at least 10 minutes every day. Take a walk at lunchtime, walk the kids home from school, or if you're at work throughout the daylight hours, try a new gym class, maybe do a resistance training or yoga video at home, or meet a friend for an evening walk.
Thank you, guys. Now, of course, one thing that keeps us inspired is listening to podcasts such as this one. I only started this one because I'd kind of run out of sobriety podcasts. I'd listened to loads of archive episodes and I couldn't kind of wait. So I thought I'm just going to have to do my own, really, and get some fantastic guests. So listening to podcasts is super important. One of our coaches is going to outline that. And of course, keeping the ritual and changing the ingredients. Thank you, Donna Espin Smith, followed by Vicky Larter.
My top tip would be to listen to alcohol-free podcasts. I absolutely loved it. It was the best thing for me in the first few months of my alcohol-free journey. I still listen to them now, and I'm 17 months alcohol-free. But they were so inspirational. I found them a great distraction. So I would put my headphones on, I would go for a walk, I would do the housework, I would do it when I was cooking tea. I had them on at any time that I could. And it's very educational. So I learned a lot. I found it relatable. I didn't feel alone because I resonated with people's stories on there. I got to also find communities on Facebook through these podcasts. And yeah, I just would 100% recommend anybody to take up listening to a podcast.
My top tip is to find an alcohol-free drink that you like. There are so many options now. Not only are they delicious, but saying cheers with a nice glass of 0% fizz ensures you feel included and stops people asking questions, which I find really helpful.
Connection is absolutely key. You'll have heard me say it a million times. You really need to get connected. Please join us in the Sober Club. It's low cost, it's high value, but whatever it takes, get yourself some connection. You need cheerleaders, and it's even possible in the workplace. So here's Janet Hadley, whose brand, the Sober Business Network, sponsored the podcast for us last week.
My tip for professional women is to connect with other people in your workplace who don't drink alcohol. I set up something called the Sober Curious Society in my workplace, and I found connection and support in the most unexpected corners of the business.
Thank you, Janet. So you will have heard me say a lot of times that it's the emotions, not just the logic, that inspire the action. So it's really important that we know the logic around alcohol. We need to know how bad for you it really is. You can probably hear an ambulance going by as I'm recording this at this time of year. That's scary stuff. So you'll know it's really important to know how bad it is for you. But we also really need motivation, because it's the motivation that is going to be the driver. So here's some tips around motivation. You're going to hear from Sally McGee, from Raina Kinder, and Paul Riley.
My top tip is to lean into your strengths, what you're naturally good at in other areas of your life, to help you through this month. From a strengths-based perspective, if you're strong in strategic thinking, you love to learn and analyze information, then surround yourself with books and podcasts and enjoy the learning process. Sign up for a Dry January Challenge. That's a learning program where you can learn something new during the month.
My top tip is to write down your why. Write down why you are doing Dry January and what you want to achieve from it. It may be to improve your health, to achieve weight loss, have more energy, or just a sense of achievement. Read your why each day to remind yourself and to keep you on track.
Now is the time for you to lean into all of the possibility you've created by stopping the drinking. So all those dreams you've had, those things that you've secretly wanted to do and said, I'll get to that someday, today is the day. So for example, if you've wanted to go skydiving, or if you've wanted to start that book, or if you've wanted to take that trip, now is the time to do it, because now you have the time, the bandwidth, the clarity, and the actual open door to be able to make those things happen. Go do it. Have fun.
Thank you, guys. And then last but not least, we need to stay accountable. How do we keep on track? Here's some tips from Tony Wardstall, followed by Gillian Coburn.
Tell someone. You've made a very important decision, but you shouldn't keep this to yourself. I found it hard to tell my partner because she didn't think I had a problem, so I told a dear friend. Sharing your accountability with someone else is massively motivational.
When you start Dry January, shift from the mindset of counting down the days to the end of the month and rather start to add up the days that you're alcohol-free. This positive mindset helps you to celebrate each day as a milestone in your journey, and it helps to reinforce your commitment, which in turn keeps you motivated.
So don't forget, you can hear those guys and lots more, or rather you can read tips from those guys and lots more in our free ebook. It's free to download. The link will be in the show notes for this podcast, or you can just go to thesoberclub.com. Scroll down, you'll see the little picture of the ebook, Sobriety Rocks, Top Tips for a Successful Dry January. And you'll see the little picture there. Click on that, and that will take you through to the link to download the book for free. And please do leave us a review. It really makes a big difference. We really appreciate that. And a few stars on Amazon. That'd be super helpful so we can spread the word. So I've just noted down a few more tips, nothing new here. There are things that we will have covered already, but sometimes it's just nice to have them fired at you one after the other. So here are some ways to embark on Dry January and be kind to yourself. I think that is the key thing for me. That's the thing I'm feeling a lot at the moment. I see posts in the Sober Club from people talking about continuing on their sober journey, or maybe they're starting to feel a bit wobbly, maybe they're coming up against some issues with relationships, whatever it might be. It's just so important to just be kind to yourself. It really is the absolute key. So here's a few tips anyways. Number one is clear intentions. Set clear intentions. So start off your Dry January, start off the year by setting intentions for the month ahead and beyond, and reflect on why you're doing this. Why have you chosen this path? What are you hoping to see? What are the benefits you're hoping to see? And that's kind of how you lay the foundation for the journey ahead. And if you really want to do that in depth, do join us on the 7th of Jan for our workshop online. It's 4:30 on Sunday, 7th of January. You'll find the link at thesoberclub.com. Click on events. Tip number two is journal your journey. It's something I mention a lot in our course, Get the Buzz Without the Booze. We talk about the importance of journaling to document your experiences, your thoughts, your emotions. I mean, you might not be someone who wants to do a lot of writing or wants to keep a diary or wants to write a blog. That's okay. If you just let some of the thoughts come out, you don't have to reread them or edit them. They don't have to look pretty. Handwriting is good because it really helps with the cognitive brain, but If all you do is jot down a few notes at the end of the day and just reflect on what good things, what I call them blessings, what blessings might have come about that day because you've chosen this path. It's just really good to notice, and it can give you some really valuable insights into how you're developing and help you stay on track and help you stay connected to your goals. And then number three is practicing mindfulness. So mindfulness techniques to stay present and focused. I mean, they don't have to be fancy. You don't have to do a mindfulness course. You can just focus on your breathing. You really can just stand in a kind of upright position with your feet hip width apart, put your hand on your heart. Just focus on your breathing, slow breaths in, slow breaths out. You'll be amazed how that changes how you feel. It literally puts you into a state of calm. So when you do start to feel panicky or when the cravings come flying in, just slow down your breathing. Just slowly breathe in for five, breathe out for five. Just it makes such a massive difference. So mindfulness in whichever way you want to practice it, or meditation, of course. And then exploring new hobbies. I think it doesn't have to be a hobby, but I think you do have to have resources. Use this time when you're stopping drinking as an opportunity to just look for new activities that you might want to put in place. I mean, we've got more time in our hands, right? We often find that there just is so much more time when we can engage in something creative or something physical, and it can really just be a fantastic way of providing a positive outlet for some of that extra time and for some of the extra energy that you find that you have when you've taken drinking out of the equation. I mean, some people have said to me, actually, I now realize I didn't used to do very much. I would work, I would take the dog for a walk, I'd get back, and I didn't actually do very much. I'd just look to drinking to kind of, soothe whatever I had going on. But really, we need stuff that feels fulfilling to fill our time. It doesn't have to be massive stuff. It can be really little things, but come up with a list of resources of what you enjoy. And then the next tip is to create a self-care routine. And this is really key. Prioritizing self-care, it's so important. And the best way to do it is to, if you put some kind of routine in place so that some of the self-care bits and pieces get done regularly. I mean, self-care isn't just taking yourself off to a spa or going on holiday. I mean, that would be lovely, but it's the little things that make the difference. So just literally going for a long walk, having a bath with essential oils, reading a book, listening to a podcast such as this one, putting a track of music on and dancing. It can be anything, but it needs to feel like it's nurturing for you. So creating a self-care routine is really important. And the next one is celebrating small wins. And this is where you acknowledge and celebrate your little victories. So I already mentioned noting down the blessings, but you know, whether it's Dry January or a social event that you've been to, just recognize your achievement. You know, give yourself a paper hat, seriously. Just make a note of how well you're doing and celebrate those wins. Treat yourself to something that is a real treat. You know, I used to think that alcohol was my treat 6 years ago. Of course, I realize that's actually self-harm. So celebrate your small wins with something that feels like a little prize, as it were, for you. And then educate yourself. That's really important. This is the logic piece. This is about educating yourself about just how terrible alcohol is. I do think we need to do that logic piece. There's so much information in the Sober Club. We've got three videos exclusively done by William Porter around the logic. We've got lots and lots of stuff around just how bad alcohol really is for us. But we also need to, you know, look at the benefits, educate ourselves on the benefits of just how amazing life is going to be without. Look at the positive impacts on life without alcohol, on our physical and mental well-being. It can be a fantastic motivator when we can look forward to just how much better we're going to feel when we're no longer putting the poison in. And then, of course, I have to add in here, connect with a community. So I've already mentioned earlier, do check out the Sober Club. It's just fantastic to be sharing your experiences, learning from others, giving back, looking into whole areas of things that you maybe hadn't even considered looking at before. We go into all aspects of Optimum Health and Wellbeing in the Sober Club. So check it out if you would like to join us, thesoberclub.com. But you might already have a community you're part of. That's fantastic. Just don't be on your own. And then planning for the future is important, I think. If you are doing Dry January, then do the whole month focusing only on what you're gaining. You've got to promise me that. Never use the phrase giving up. Don't count down the days so that you can start drinking again. Just think about the end of Dry January when you start, and start thinking about the positive changes that you've experienced and how you're going to integrate them into your life moving forward. And of course, I would say, don't even plan for Dry January. Plan for 3 months. Why would you not? Just let Dry January kickstart it for you. And then the last tip is, don't forget the basics. This seems so obvious, but when we've set ourselves a challenge, when we are stepping into a frame of mind where we know that we might find a few things difficult, but we may have a sense of determination and commitment, that's fantastic. But it can be so easy then to forget about basic stuff. So and I've seen this lots of times. People will say, yep, I'm stopping drinking. I'm absolutely committed to this. But then they completely forget to eat well. And if you're doing, you know, if you're doing something like stopping drinking, the basics have got to be in place to support it. Your brain chemistry is going to be all over the shop. So it's really crucial to nurture yourself with the absolute best nutrition possible. You've got to spend more time doing the shopping, not less, more time cooking, more time getting decent food into you. It's really critical. So eating is critical. I know that sounds so obvious, but so often people go, oh, well, you know, I'm not drinking. I'll lose a few pounds. I'll stop eating as well for a bit, or I won't have as many meals. Absolutely not. You need really good food, like basic lifestyle stuff. Get out into nature, you know, get some kind of exercise that you enjoy doing. Get really good sleep. And that might be hard, by the way, for the first few weeks. It can be really hard to sleep sometimes, but you can rest. That's okay. You can rest. If sleep isn't good, then just rest. But keep telling yourself, you know, it's going to get better. And basics like setting boundaries are important too. If you don't want to go out, say no. And you know that lovely phrase, no is a complete sentence. So I really hope some of this helps, whether it's the tips from our ebook or some of the ones I've just shared with you. I really hope that you feel a little bit inspired, just a little bit inspired for your new year, whatever it is you're going to be doing. Thank you so much for being podcast listeners for the last year. Some of you are Sober Club members, some of you have supported me on Buy Me a Coffee. I'm always very grateful to that for that, and thank you so much for sending messages to me. It's you know, you can always message me at Janie Lee Grace. Lots of people have messaged me and just said, listen, I've heard you say on the podcast that I've got to tell someone. Yeah, you have. So you're absolutely welcome to tell me, and I'll hold that vision for you. So don't forget some of this stuff. It's the self-kindness goes a long way to supporting you. Just remember that gratitude. Remember to be kind to yourself. Stay listening to the podcast. And I literally have got to say, I'll see you next year, haven't I now? So yeah, I will see you next year. And please remember to download the free ebook. Feel free to share the link. It'll all be in the show notes, or you can go to thesoberclub.com. Big thank you to our sober coaches who were part of this podcast with the audio tips, and also some of the coaches who were part of the ebook. Really appreciate you taking the time to do that just before Christmas. We do have another sober coach training coming up at the end of January. If that's something that you're interested in, pop me a message. Have yourself a fantastic new year. Hopefully I will see some of you on our online workshop on 7th of Jan, but of course there'll be a podcast before then. So see you next year. Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by The Sober Club. Please rate and review. And if you want support, accountability and inspiration, and you want to live your best life without the booze, check out thesoberclub.com.